Hi, and welcome to The Cutaneous Connection, a podcast from the staff at Dermatology Times, aiming to provide you with the latest news in dermatology, exclusive interviews with leading experts, and a glimpse at what goes on behind the scenes of clinical trials, research, and innovation. I'm your host, Lauren Buchanan. In today's episode, we're joined by Dr. Brian Kim from the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York City. He's going to be delving into what's new, what's now, and what's next in atopic dermatitis management. But first, Dr. Kim, you actually had a patient with atopic dermatitis show up to your sessions at AAD. Tell us about that.
I was surprised. You know, I live in New York City. My clinic's in New York. And I came out of one of the actually satellite sessions for the Advancing Innovation in Dermatology, the Dermatology Innovation Forum. It's a pre-meeting. And one of my patients came up to me, who I knew was from San Diego. I just didn't expect him to be here. And he said he was going to attend my plenary lecture today as well. And he's actually a very straightforward patient, moderate to severe atopic dermatitis, has a lot of facial neck dermatitis. And he actually went on one of the relatively newer atopic dermatitis agents, tralokinumab, and did really well, very well. The funny part to me is that this was a chip shot, very easy to treat. I didn't do anything special, but he seems so grateful. He is so grateful. And I'm just tickled that he thinks I did something really special. I don't think I did. I think that it just speaks to how good the therapies are getting and that to the patients that it does seem like a miracle. And honestly, to me, it's just prescribing a drug at this point, right? But I think it shows you what science can do, and it really does change people's lives, even if I don't think it's a big deal. There are a number of things that are exciting in the atopic dermatitis space. There's a lot at this meeting. There's new mechanisms of action. There are new targets. A number of them people are hearing about literally as I speak, such as nemolizumab, which targets the IL-31 receptor. There's also OX40 as a target. There's a number of agents that are coming for atopic dermatitis. But even earlier, there are new agents that are trying to target multiple pathways at once, barrier pathways like kallikreins that actually come with a very different kind of mechanism of action. And I think what we'll see a lot more in the coming years is what we call bispecific antibodies that target two pathways to treat atopic dermatitis, not in additive fashion, but actually synergistically. So the two pathways, by knocking them out, you'll see actually much, much more amplified effects in terms of efficacy. Unfortunately, a lot of these pathways are already proven to be quite safe in terms of blocking. So what I predict is a lot more efficacy with even improved safety. So one thing I think we often don't appreciate is that with the advent of many systemic therapies, biologic therapies that are highly effective for atopic dermatitis, we're actually increasing the population of patients who have more localized rashes or itch in particular. And that's where actually topical ruxolitinib can come in and really be effective and mop up residual disease. And that population is actually growing. So I think we're going to see a lot more combination of topical ruxolitinib, especially since it is topical. It allows you to kind of mop up hot spots and such. And I think you'll see it also expand into other conditions in the future. There's a lot coming in atopic dermatitis. It's hard for me to even go over the whole list of things to look out for. You know, I mentioned a number of the different pathways that people are looking at. But also, I think the thing to think about atopic dermatitis also is that where are the gaps? So I think actually the population is growing. And a big population that's overlooked is patients with severe itch and more moderate or even mild disease. And I think a paradox right now in the field of atopic dermatitis is that you could actually have, based on your skin, a rash that looks moderate or even mild to moderate. But if you have 10 out of 10 severe itch, you're still considered to have mild to moderate disease. And I think we need to get beyond that. And this is something that is a bit of a problem to me. And I think that itch in atopic dermatitis needs to be still looked at much more closely and much more seriously by everyone in the field. And we see patients even who go on biologics that have residual itch, but because their rash is better, we think that they're better and there's not much more we need to know. But I think we can really improve that. And so there's a lot more growth to be had in atopic dermatitis diagnosis, management, treatment.
And for more insightful Dermatology Times content, from articles to videos and podcasts, visit www.dermatologytimes.com and be sure to subscribe to our print publication and email newsletters. Have a great day.